Oh, Roy's here. Shiva's here.
You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
Are we all
right, everybody. I'm going to hit the music.
Can y'all hear me? I can't hear you.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us, only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week, we welcome our special guest, Lady M, from Aroma G's Botanica in Nashville, Tennessee, bringing us today's topic, Developing and Trusting Your Intuition. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guest, Lady M. Make sure you're logged into Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now, let's catch up with our host. Reverend Art, take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James, and welcome everybody to the first live show of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. It is 2024, and I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season. Couldn't have asked for a better one ourselves, full of laughs and family and probably way more food than I think I've ever seen. But you know what this means. It is Monday. If we're on the air, that means it is Magic Mondays on Hoodoo Psychics. Make sure you run over to the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page, drop a comment on the Magic Mondays post, and get entered to win your chance at a free 15-minute reading with the Hoodoo Psychic of your choice. A lot of great readers out there. Everybody's ready and willing to help. And hey, what better time? Get the 2024 started off right. That being said, how are things going with you, Reverend James? Let's jump over to you.
Well, trying to wrangle you getting this started. other than that, things are going well. If you listen to the Hoodoo Rootwork Hour at the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, I talked yesterday about how we have finally gotten up all of our candles, over 40 different designs of figural candles up at Etsy at folkconjure.etsy.com. And we are going to also have those available on our website at folkconjure.com very soon, but it's a little bit more of an intensive process. That's why that's coming a little later. So if you want to hold out, you can. It'll be a little cheaper on Fault Conjure, not significantly cheaper, but it'll be cheaper just due to the fact that Etsy has those extra fees. Other than that, not a whole lot other than those things. I did get a if those of you who are familiar with AIR, and if you've been around for a while, we used to have a member named Balthazar. And he lives in the Netherlands, and he just put out a really, really interesting deck based on old gypsy-style cards called the Divine Mother Gypsy cards, Divine Gypsy Mother cards. I'm sorry. And they're beautiful. They're thick. They're gold-edged. He's got, you know, male and female and double male and female cards in there, so you can do same-sex relationship readings. He's got this really nice hardcover book, and the card case is like this, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a scrunchied linen, purple linen that encompasses the book, the outside of the book, and the card case. And it's just so beautiful. So if you have a chance to look up that, at Scarlet Imprint is where they're being sold. And it's a little bit expensive, and he recognizes that. But if you're looking for a collector's edition of something, this is it, because there's only a limited print of these books and these cards. So if you want them, go get them now.
It really is an absolutely beautiful deck, and the book that accompanies it. Balthazar did a fantastic job with that. That's not all that you've been up to, though.
Oh, exactly. There's so much that I can't keep up with it all.
No, actually, Reverend James has unveiled on the Etsy store as well a whole series of calendars that I'm sure he would love to mention more about.
Yes. I have finally gotten all of the month-to-month-to-month Tibetan calendars put out for the coming year. And there's also a bundled version of that with 14 months. That includes the end of last year and the beginning of next year and this entire year. They're $383 per month. And right now we have a 10% discount on the full set, but they're fully downloadable if you are interested in Tibetan things, if you have a Tibetan practice, Buddhist practice, or if you're interested in those kind of things, head on over to Etsy, check those out, and let me know what you think.
Fantastic. All right. So, without further ado, you know, I'm really excited for tonight's show. This has been in the works for a few weeks. Started discussing it prior to the holiday break. And I'm really excited to have Lady M from Aroma G's Botanica in Nashville, Tennessee, joining us tonight. I know y'all have heard Reverend James and I talking about Aroma G's, and you know, we've had the opportunity to visit many times. You know, Reverend Roy and Papa G do such a fantastic job, and they have such a wonderful team that works there. We've been introduced to Miss Nikki Jean, who came on Mystics and Mages and did a fantastic show about ancestors. Still love that show. And tonight we're joined by Miss Lady M. How are you, Lady M? Welcome to the show.
I'm fantastic. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
So thrilled to have you here. You know, Aroma G started doing regular daily card pulls on their social media pages, and Lady M is one of the wonderful readers that you'll see on these daily shows at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday.
I think her day is Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
My day is Friday. It bounces around. You can even just find me anytime on there sometimes too. But my normal day is Friday, and we're running, so it's 10:30 our time here.
Okay, 11:30 Eastern.
Yeah, I get lost in the time zones, X, Y, Z. But my time here in Nashville, Tennessee, it starts at 10:30.
Thank you for catching that, because, you know, Reverend Art and Mass, kind of like Reverend Art and technology, don't always work well together. So tell us bit more about you. How did you get on your spiritual path?
So I have been on a spiritual path for quite a few years intently. I say that just because I've always had, you know, these gut feelings and things and wondering about things. And it's not just because I'm a triple air sign and I think too much. Okay. Like, I've always had things coming to me, but in the last 7 or so years, I've really been on this direct path. And so I'd like to tell you a little bit about what brought me here to this, to Aroma G's, actually. It's an incredible story, if I can share that with you.
Be my guest.
And it, so I had taken Reiki Level 1 and Reiki Level 2, and I really kind of took them back to back. And Reiki Level 3 came up, and I had the opportunity to take Reiki Level 3, but I waited on it. Something just told me. And whenever I say something, and I'll probably say that a whole lot tonight, something, the universe, right? The universe.
Right.
It comes down to the universe, period. So something, air quotes, told me to just wait on it, because Reiki 3 was about you and, like, developing you. And so I was like, man, I don't know if I'm ready to crack open myself or not. I love helping other people. But we'll see. And the class kept coming up for me, and I kept putting it off and just feeling like it wasn't right. And one time I even went into the store as a customer, and Roy was like, hey, why haven't you done this yet? And I'm like, I just don't feel right. He's like, well, you know, even if we have to do a one-on-one, you let me know and we'll get this done for you. And I was like, oh, I appreciate that so much. And it turned out to be almost 2 years before I finally felt ready to take the Level 3 class. And I finally did. And that weekend, we were in here, being the office and studio space of Aroma G's. And in the classroom area, you could hear some banging upstairs whenever we were about to take a break from the class. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what is that? Well, it turns out they were making soap upstairs. And Roy was like, well, hey, you want to go check it out? And, of course, we're like, yes, please. VIP access to the woods? Of course we do. So he took us upstairs, and I just had a nudging. I had a nudging to open my mouth, and I go, you know, I saw a posting that y'all needed help up here. Almost a year ago that y'all needed help up here. And I couldn't do it at the time because of where I was. I was just kind of trapped there. But actually, whenever I came to this class, I was running Uber Eats, just waiting for the right thing to come up for me. And I said, you know, I saw a posting for being able to work up here. And honestly, if y'all ever have an opening again, I am seriously interested. And that was on Saturday. And he goes, actually, we just let somebody go like last week. And I was like, shut up. He was like, come on in and meet my husband on Monday. And I started on Tuesday, and I have lived here every minute since. So my intro story to just spirituality ties into that as well, because, of course, becoming an employee of Aroma G's and working in the studio where we make everything, where you put your intentions into things and the power into things, I did so much research to make sure that I was not only doing things with care, but doing them right and doing them in what the history behind all of them were. Because as an Aquarius, too, you've got to give me the facts and then three references to them. And one of them had better be in Stone, B.C.
I don't know anything about that being an Aquarius. Not at all.
So that actually began my journey. But you know what? If I had not gone with my gut and waited, that exact timing wouldn't have lined up and it wouldn't have happened and I wouldn't be here. But going with my gut for those like 2 years in between, just for that one class at that one exact moment, because there's not normally people working here on the weekends on the studio. That's an even bigger, just mind blowing point about my story is there's not even usually people here on the weekends. And so that all led up to that one monumental moment.
You know, there's all those wonderful cliches, you know, everything happens for a reason and so on and so forth. But, you know, there really is something to be said about that, as you said, the nudging, you know, just those little pushes from the universe that kind of like the little course corrections through life. And I know we'll get more into talking about that, you know, when we really get into the meat of the show. Because, you know, really when you go to, you know, really have those trusting moments of, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? Fantastic. And I've met a lot of folks in my days, and I honestly have to say that, you know, two better folks to be there right at the, I guess, the explosion of your path than Papa G and Reverend Roy. So a little bit more about that. So we know you do card readings.
I do card readings at the store Tuesday mornings from 10:30 till 2 p.m. Whenever I do card readings, also on the live, you'll see me use different decks, but I don't ever use a tarot deck. I have not subscribed to tarot yet. One day I will, I'm sure. But I read with Lenormand, and I use a deck. It's called the Psychic Tarot Deck. Words on the cards, and it's like it's an oracle deck. So I really mainly read Lenormand, but I incorporate those oracle decks, and sometimes I just read with the oracle decks. Of course, what it really comes down to is the cards help guide me on what's really coming through anyway. That makes any sense.
See, that was one of the things that when Lady M and I first started chatting about the show is, you know, I was watching one of the live broadcasts and was very much struck by, you know, you could just feel that energy coming off of those cards and that just the realizations and everything coming through and just rolling with it. It really was fantastic to watch. You know, really, you know, a lot of people struggle with, you know, really kind of getting into that groove. And I'm hoping that tonight we'll be able to kind of knock that off for a lot of folks and really kind of give some direction in building that trust, building that acceptance. So, yeah, fantastic. You know, I have a feeling, as we do almost every week, we'll get down to the nitty-gritty end of the show and be like, oh, God, we got to finish everything. We're almost out of time. So I'm thinking this is going to be a great spot to pause, have some station announcements, and come back with Lady M and developing and trusting your intuition.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurement, Sundays 3 to 4:30. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays 4 to 5:30. The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays. The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voigt, Tuesdays 4 to 5. The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays. And The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LaFay, in syndication, Thursdays. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted rootworker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Back to you, Reverend Art.
Thank you, Reverend James. So, intuition. Everybody has it. Most people don't listen to it. Most people don't trust it. And it's such an ubiquitous part of spiritualism, you know, that spiritual growth and understanding, that I think this is a great place, honestly, to start the new year, to really bring this to the people, you know, and really kind of help build that level of spiritual growth and understanding and acceptance. So I was really thrilled when you proposed this topic for tonight, Lady M. And you know what? I'll let you take it from here and give us a start, and we'll see where we go. I'll trust my intuition.
Thank you so much. So I tend to tell people that there are two steps to intuition. And of course, this is all experience-based. I don't have any sources cited or anything like that on any of this, really. I'm speaking to you from my heart, from my mind, and what just comes to me. And I tend to say that there are two steps to intuition. There's listen, which is a development in itself, but we all have the receiving end of the phone for that, which is in our gut, right? I tend to tell people that people are like, well, how do I know that it's my intuition? Well, it's coming to you through your gut. If something comes to you through your mind, through your head, it's okay to think that over and all of that, but it may be, you know, your own thoughts, it may be outside influences, but whenever something comes through your gut, that's why you really, really need to take it seriously. And I say that the second step is do. So listen and do. And boy, howdy, do people get hung up on the do. That's what makes the hardest of following through on the entire situation. And I like to give, okay, so I'm a very visual person. If nobody knows this about me already, I'm a very visual person. So we can give you visuals all day. Just come on the journey with me. But I tend to describe it as walking across a frozen pond on the dew, because you can see, you know, that there's a chance of falling through. You feel like there's a chance of falling through. Of course, you know, there's a chance of failing. You feel like you could fail. What if it's not really my own thoughts or whatever? And then I'm like, well, let's go back to square one. Is it coming from your head or from your gut? So that's really kind of the filtering process. But then the doing, people get the message sometimes and then they still don't even act on it. And then they survey three friends on their opinion about it, wait 2 weeks on it, and then still don't even do it. And then they're like, well, it didn't work out. And I'm like, well, heck. I mean, you waited 2 weeks. Everything was in line. Everything was in place. I want to reiterate that the universe does the hard part for us. Like, the universe sets up the chessboard, right? Anything and everything you put out there, the universe does the hard work by setting up the pieces for us. And we're ready to play the game, right?
Very true.
Well, the universe gets all of the – you know how hard it is to get a pawn in place? Like, really? The bishop there, much less the pawn. So the universe gets everything in place for you, and then it gives you that nudge. It gives you the go-ahead to make your move as the king or queen. Make your move. And if you don't, well, a pawn's going to run off the board. The horse is going to get bored, want some water, you know. It's all going to go to heck. So whenever you don't act on it, whenever the timing is correct, that's whenever it does fall through. So whenever I go back to my illustration of walking across the frozen pond, whenever the feeling comes to you, act on it immediately and do it. And it is one of the most terrifying experiences that you will ever have. Learning to go with the gut.
Kind of go. I'm going to continue the metaphor with the pawn, because, you know, well, taking that plunge, that initial plunge,
yeah,
in trusting your intuition, and
yeah,
you know, learning to develop that language of how to listen to what your intuition is saying. You know, a lot of people really struggle with this, and you know, there are countless books out there that'll say, oh, you just need to do this. You just need to do that. You just need to do that. You know, this is the one best method. This is, you know, the definitive way of developing X, Y, and Z. And that's not really the case.
Yeah.
It's a very individualized and it can be a very intimate sort of experience for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you said, the universe lines things up. I am right there with you on that. And I'm not going to say I'm always the best at listening to my intuition. And then the universe just gets louder and more insistent. And, it's like, okay, jerk, you didn't listen this time. Let's see if I drop a book on your foot. Things of that nature. I've had books fall on me when I haven't listened, and they open up to a specific page, and I look, and I'm like, well, damn, I guess I probably should have paid attention a little bit sooner. But, you know, having the faith in yourself to be able to understand the separation between heart, mind, gut, etc., and really know what your individual tells are is kind of, you know, it's one of those things that I work with when I work with people on this. You know, we do spend a good amount of time is watching for your tells. You know, when something doesn't feel right, you know, does your left ear itch? Literally, does your gut hurt? You know, there's almost always something. And then there's a lot of, let me know if you've also experienced this, Lady M. There's a lot of retrospection in this, looking back and going, there it was. There's when it was telling me, this is what happened at that time. This is what I didn't pay attention to. And, you know, such and such ended up happening as a result of that, you know, and that kind of helps to train you as you move forward to start noticing these things in advance.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, it's a really terrifying process to do. And whenever I left the job that I was at that was restricting me from even applying for Romaji's, and just I trusted the universe at that point and just did the Uber stuff and was just kind of driving around. And then this all came to me, and that was my selling point. It was absolutely my selling point, and I was on the other side of the pond at that point. And ever since, I'm like on the other side of the pond, like encouraging other people. I'm like, it's going to work out. Just keep taking another step. I made it. I'm here. And each step is not only difficult in the beginning, of course, it's even difficult halfway through. Sometimes I'll catch myself being doubtful, and then I'll go, hello, you preach this to people all the time. What are you doing? And it's just, it's fears, it's insecurities, it's the unknown. I mean, the unknown is the most fearful thing. And trying to trust something that'll work out and something that ties into that, well, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to work out. Well, the universe sets a timer like we do to bake a cake. The problem is that we don't know what the timer's set for.
True.
Whenever we talk about situations and manifesting and things like that, well, I put my intentions out there. Surely it'll come to me. Absolutely it will. The timer is set by the universe, but we can't read the timer. That's the scary part. And that's where we get doubt.
And we can't rush the timer.
Amen. Absolutely.
As much as we'd love to, but you know, there's actually this a good question in the chat right now is, why is it so scary? What might happen that's bad? And you know, you touched on it. That fear of the unknown is really one of those, you know, kind of fundamental fears. That's almost, I mean, you could almost tie that back to human development and that whole fight or flight sort of situation. And I mean, fight or flight is intuition, mm-hmm. historical and documented intuition, that has been part of being human for millennia. I think in this day and age, one of the things that a lot of people struggle with that makes trusting in their intuition honestly comes down to social pressure and societal norms.
I was just thinking that plays into it too. Judgment of
that,
is this
exactly.
So crazy? How are people going to react to me doing? How are people going to react to me doing what I feel like I'm being led to do? I mean, it's your own personal growth that you're just stumping by doing that.
But it's such a hard thing to overcome because, you know, on the one hand, you're balancing that need for connection and camaraderie with others. And versus the other hand, you know, trusting yourself, trusting that intuition, trusting that gut feeling, and really being able to kind of roll with that punch. And, you know, do you go with your gut and risk possibly being ostracized by group A, B, C, or D? or, mm-hmm. you know, this is one of those things that I think, you know, oddly enough, we're in such a weird time in the world where, you know, we've never been more connected, but we're never more been further apart. And it's just so weird, but you know, that need for that connection is still there. And I mean, we just went through a pandemic where everybody was forced to be apart. So, you know, it adds a little bit of an additional struggle when you come back out of a situation like that. You know, and people fear that very basic loss of friendship, family, connection with others. That,
yeah.
Sometimes I think that kind of outweighs a lot of the other fearful aspects of developing intuition and
mm-hmm.
and understanding and growing with it. What are
yeah,
your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. People are, you know, the fears are failing. The fears are the judgments of others. The fears are along those lines. And especially whenever you don't have a support group outside of the norm, you know what I mean? Like the norm, whenever you don't have a support group with
right.
the way that you feel like you're being led to go. And Aroma D's, I'm going to circle back, is an excellent place like that, to feel supported, not only in products, but also in the atmosphere. I mean, I tend to think of Aroma G's and think of those yellow signs back in the 90s where it said safe place. You remember?
I used to go in any
of those places, and it would be safe if you were like in a domestic violence situation or something like that. It would be a place where you could go and they would like hide you and call the cops or something, you know, it was a safe space. And it is really fearful whenever you don't have a support along that way. And it's not as, I mean, you cannot get as much confidence behind it if you don't have a support system. So having a support system and trying out your steps along the way with support, it can absolutely make a big difference.
Yeah, I think you touched on an aspect of this too. Another one that is, you know, really paramount to this. And for the regular listeners, you know, several weeks ago we had Miss Beth from Cincinnati, Ohio. She was on, and we were talking about building that spiritual community. It's really important to have that group around you, you know, pay attention to the people around you, the ones that they surround yourself by the people that support you, by the people that, you know, aren't going to make you feel less than for, you know, taking that leap, taking that jump, taking that, you know, that plunge into really kind of building that this connection and personal understanding of the universe and your place in it. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, you brought that up at just the right moment there too.
Just going with my gut here.
That's going to be the running joke for tonight, I think.
Absolutely.
But it really is though. You know, there are so many people that you watch them doubt themselves. I've spent a lot of time, and this goes beyond, you know, we're talking about a lot of this from a spiritual aspect, from, you know, the acceptance of the universe, et cetera. But this also goes in off into the mundane is, you know, I've spent a lot of years in management positions. And you see the people that have not been surrounded traditionally by those that support them. The constant doubting of themselves from having been told, that's just stupid, or you're stupid, or this, that, or the other thing. You feel that you can feel, and you've done Reiki as well. So, I'm sure you can understand what I'm saying you just feel how closed they are by this, you know, really kind of just shitty energy that they've been around for most of their lives.
Bless their heart all the way.
You know, and it's not just the younger generation either. A lot of people are so quick to kind of talk down on the younger generation, but I mean, I've seen it across all generations. You know, some people suffer from this their entire lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of funny, speaking of this, in generationalism, there's a question in the chat that I kind of do want to mention, and I think this is a good spot for it. It says, does intuition decrease as you get older? I had a young card reader try to convince me of that. Dr. Sweets, I'm right there with you. I didn't like that game that was being played and declined to get a reading. I would have had a much similar reaction to that. Does intuition decrease as you get older? No.
No.
And if you think about it, intuition is a sense. We haven't said it yet tonight, but sixth sense. We've talked, it's been in movies, it's talked about in all different kinds of media. And it's no, you know, you can't argue that as we age, you know, some of our senses do decrease. You know, the body starts to have its, we'll just say situations, you know, the physical breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition isn't a physical aspect of who we are. And it's been my experience that as a lot of people have aged, that their intuition actually gets even stronger as other senses have started to fade, for lack of a better way to put it. And to be honest, they have the added benefit of just not really giving a crap anymore and just saying whatever they want to say. It's always an interesting moment, but I just wanted to address that really quick.
Yeah, I think that something else that could play into that period is just experience as well. I mean, you've been here longer, you've been peopling longer. And so I think that it would become even stronger with you. You know, you come upon people and you're like, oh, I get a good or bad feeling from them. Or you go into a situation, I get a good or bad feeling from them. It's whether you recognize it as your gut feeling or not, you know, as your indicator or not. Some people brush it off. There's actually a gentleman that came in earlier today, and I could really feel like he and I could just sit there and talk on the astral plane without even moving our mouths for hours. I really did feel this with him. And he was trying to pick something out. And I was like, well, are you really sure about this one? And he said, well, I was really feeling this one. And I was like, well, go with the one that you are really feeling. And we kept talking a little bit, and it came down to a confidence thing. And he was like, I'm you know, 50 plus, 60 plus, and I just don't have the confidence in my feelings. So I don't think that's ever going to end for me. You can always start. You can always start having confidence in yourself and having confidence in your feelings. And then that brings us, you know, to the second step of doing it. But it's a little bit of work to getting to step number two, just by the listening and trusting. And whenever I talk to people, especially in my readings, I even dissect thoughts in our mind. You know, we hear things in our mind, and of course we hear it in our own voice because it's our mind, but does that necessarily make it our thoughts? No, of course not. We're hearing past influences. We're hearing, you know, things that we've heard before, but it's all played out in our voice. So we think that it's us.
And it's really kind of interesting how what you're saying too is, because this is one of the things that a lot of individuals who are working to develop their mediumship abilities and mediumship skills struggle with too, is, you know, is this just me thinking or is this other, you know, capital O, other. And, you know, really kind of working on, I've known so many students that have gotten so just honestly so downright pissed at trying to develop their mediumship skills that have never spent the time to really develop that intuition before taking it to that next level. And there was a question a little bit further back in the chat that about, you know, does intuition have a face? You know, it can, if that helps in a visualistic sense, because some people, you know, sensory, some people are very visual people, you know, and it helps them to kind of have these add, you know, these additional aspects to it. But I think intuition in and of itself is more the feeling. It's more the sense. It's more the, that inner vibe than it is something with a face. But it does definitely lead to building connections with your spirit guides and building connections with other, you know, etheric entities, whether, you know, that's extraterrestrial or, you know, ancestors, or, you know, a lot of people connect with deity, what have you. But it's really in that crux of getting through the listen, and I like this twofold, this duality kind of thing that you've presented, Lady M. But, you know, getting through the listen and really kind of I'm just going to say it this way, no bullshit listening, where you're just, and everybody really knows what I mean when I say something like that, is, you know, it's real easy when you want to try to convince yourself of, you know, X, Y, or Z. Oh, this is what I heard. This is what I saw, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do that to yourself. That listen phase, so important. Don't do that to yourself. Don't BS yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you make that plunge and you try to jump over to the do, that's when the struggle bus really comes roaring into town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that plays into ego creeps in there. So it's really a filtering process. And once you learn to filter you, for lack of a better word, learn to filter you, not only through your mind, but through your gut, once you learn to filter you, oh, man, then it really flows. It really flows. I call the ego a dam. Damn that ego, because blessings flow. And whenever you have the ego going, your blessings aren't going to flow in the way that, you know, they should or you need them to.
You know, I know this is something that a lot of folks too kind of question when it comes to this developing the intuition and trusting the intuition, is kind of getting down to that, what feelings are actually my intuition and what is just something that I'm BSing myself into thinking is my intuition. Mm-hmm. Do you have any specific tells yourself that you know when something's kicking in for you?
Well, actually, I hold my mouth. I hold my tongue a lot more than I should. There are a lot of things that I end up finding out that I should have said, and it. So I'm still in the learning curve with that, to an extent. But if it feels good, good. If it doesn't, or if it's questionable, even on the edge of feeling, you know, bad, that's probably your bullshit-o-meter kicking in. If it feels good, definitely go with it. If it doesn't, then start to, you know, say, well, is this my ego, or is it maybe outside influence? Am I stopping myself because of something else? Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. And honestly, it kind of goes, it's another thing in the mediumship classes and such that I've taught, where that's one thing that a lot of people struggle with is like, oh, God, this came through, but I don't want to say it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, it's not for you. It's for them. It's not for us to edit. It's not for us to censor. And that is really hard. That's another intuition plunge to just, you know, to just take. You know, I was kind of reading through the chat a little bit and, you know, reading how some of the folks were talking about what their quote-unquote gut feelings are, being in different ways. You know, for myself, it manifests in different ways. When when something is going on around me that, you know, and just for an instance, you know, in a crowded room, that if I start to feel an itching in my ear, it's my intuition telling me there's something going on around you that you need to tune into and you need to listen for. And inevitably it's like, oh, ear itching, stop, listen. And it clues right in on it. So, you know, it is a very physical sort of a feel for me. When something's not feeling quite right, my chest gets tight like you wouldn't believe. I honestly, there have been a few times that I've kind of, it's been so prevalent that I've lost my breath. The thing, like Dr. Sweets in the chat mentioned about his gut feeling being really physical, feeling like a kind of a gas pain in that lower navel region. And that is one that I also share with you, Dr. Sweets. For me, when that feeling starts coming on, literally it tells me there's some bullshit going on. It couldn't be more as any more, I guess, literal. But you know, there are other kind of subtle things that do happen. And point being, what works for me it's not necessarily going to be Lady M's gut feelings on a situation, or what her how her intuition guides her. I know we've talked about, you know, Papa G and Reverend Roy, what their intuition, and they're good, you know, love Papa G and Reverend Roy. I saw you guys in the chat. Come on the show. Their intuitive tells aren't going to be the same as anybody else's. You have to develop that listen ability to understand what yours are.
You're able to filter you.
There is no substitute for the listen phase.
That's why it's step one. That's absolutely why it's step one is the listening. I really enjoy that you have shared your physical aspect of it with me. I'm going to have to tune in on that and work with my, you know, physical body a little bit more on that and see if I can develop a tell like you've been talking about, because I'm sure you've seen a few of my episodes of the lives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will almost just turn around and, you know, won't want to pull another card because there's something so itching for me to say. And I'm like, oh, you're on live and people can replay this and people can use this against you. People can pick you apart for this. But like you said, it's not for me, it's for them. Like I pulled a card the other day for somebody and I'm like, it's you. You are the problem here. I mean, I finally just came out and said it. And I felt fine after I said it. And that was a big thing for me. But I'm always so up in the air here and just on the other astro planes that I think it's really given me something to think about, to see if I have a physical tell on when some of these things are coming through and to open my mouth. Does that make sense? Like for me to share it and be like, yeah, this is definitely something for you to let other people know because it's for them.
You know, it's been really kind of cool watching, you know, through the chat as individuals have been discussing their individual intuitive tells, and it just really kind of brings around that rainbow of there's no limit to what your intuitive tells, physical intuitive tells could be. You know, I named my three biggest ones, but you know, when I'll share another one, when I start down a path or take on a new sort of task, and all of a sudden all of the hair feels like it stands up on the back of my neck and go, and you know that you get that chill down your back, this is not the mm-hmm. path for me. You know, it instantly hits me. It's like, no, this is not the path for you. This is not the task for you. You need to do a Yui pretty quick. All of the variations that are out there. And it's wonderful when you have a supportive group around you that helps you lean in to these and really, really hone these skills, because it will take you far. It will take you so far in your careers, in your love life. Just developing,
yeah, absolutely.
That.
Here I am. I had no clue what I've been able to predict this, all puns intended.
You know, it just kind of cuts down to that, you know, it's a wide, wonderful, beautiful world and we each have the ability to own our part of it. One thing I did want to ask you about. So in your intuition development experience and adventure, have you happened to find any tools that have aided you in that growth?
I guess really what I've listed up until now, the, you know, the steps, the listening, the doing, knowing that the doing is terrifying. It's one of the best things that you're ever going to do for yourself. And, another tool that I've collected along the way is coexisting with my fear and understanding how to do that also. And so another visual for you. Hold on. Bear with me. Like coexisting with fear, and because it's never going to go away. I mean, this is something that's always going to be there. And doubts. Whenever they come up and things like that, anxiety, I guess you could even say it. So I like to envision it as you're sitting in your house and the IRS comes knocking on your door. Like they got the police knocking everything, like one to just make your butt pucker whenever they come banging on the door. Okay. And they're like, it's the IRS. You owe us money. Open up. And so what do? Like, you go into panic mode. You're, like, throwing your cushions off the couch trying to find a quarter. You're digging through the junk drawer being like, there's got to be a five in here somewhere. And then you go to the – whenever you finally get to the door, like, you're shaking. And you're like, this is what I collected. This is what I've got. Please take mercy on me. And you don't even ask them, like, okay, how much do I owe you or anything? Or like, what year are you talking about? Because I did all my time. You know, you don't ask questions. You just immediately run to it with some type of trying to satisfy that, right? And so whenever we get a fear or a doubt or an anxiety, and we just immediately try to pacify it, right? In my experience. So if you take and you alternatively hear them knocking at the door and your response is, hold on, I'm on the toilet. I'll get there when I can get there, I promise. And that gives you a minute to go, I'm pretty sure, no, they got nothing on me. And then you calmly go to the door. And you're like, you know, I'm going to need you to check your records because I think I'm good. I think I'm good. You know what it does? It sends them away for a minute to at least check their records. And that gives you an opportunity to collect your emotions and really have control over them. And then they're inevitably going to come back and be like, you still owe us some stuff. But the more that you respond in a way that you're like, count to three, you know, the more that you respond in a way whenever you really catch a hold of your emotions and realize that this is going on, the knocks will get quieter, less intense. They're always still going to be there, but it'll give you more time to collect yourself and your thoughts and your emotions and come together and approach the situation that's at hand that's, you know, giving you fear or anxiety. I hope that makes sense to everybody, but it's been a big tool for me to really just be able to coexist with myself, much less other people, and be able to walk confidently.
I know, you know, a lot of people, and I really hope that, you know, those that need to hear the topics and the aspects of this topic that we're talking about tonight, do get a chance to listen to this show. But, you know, the universe finds a way.
Amen.
But, you know, there are a lot of things, too, for those that are struggling with their intuition and trusting their intuition that they can kind of add to their practice. And I've noticed, you know, a few folks mentioning this in the chat, you know, things like the psychic vision oil from, mm-hmm. you know, many, many different companies make a psychic vision oil that helps to really kind of bring that together, bring that intuitive ability together for you. One of the things that I like to, for those that are struggling with, you know, developing their intuition is I like to share with them like some different crystals and things that they can use to really kind of build that connection. Just out of curiosity, do you have a favorite crystal, Lady M?
Fluorite, hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down. Fluorite, my go-to.
Fluorite is, if you ever saw our home, I have fluorite everywhere. And why fluorite? Fluorite, you know, it helps you get in the groove, helps you fine-tune that clear thinking to really
so
be able
pretty.
To tune in. Oh, yes. I love me some fluorite. I have it on light bases. I have it on windowsills. I have it next to my bed. It's right. Everywhere. You know, one that is really common though is clear quartz.
Yeah,
a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that are their intuition. I've seen this in literally every store that every metaphysical store that I've ever been in is. I watch as people will sit and stare at clear quartz specimens. And it's like they know they need it, but they're not sure why. And they just get mm-hmm. It's like this glazed eye look. But you know, clear quartz, great for cutting through all that garbage noise that's really preventing you from kind of taking that listen stage and owning it. Fantastic, fantastic stone to help with that. Another one.
Yeah.
Third eye. Go with that intuition. You know, use it to, you know, make that crown chakra connection. Connect yourself with the universe. Provide that opportunity. Another great tool that you can use. Trying to think of some of my other favorite. I have like this Rolodex going in my brain right now of all the different ones that I really love.
Angel aura quartz is another one for me.
There you go.
I mean, it's like the clear quartz, but it gets this other element to it, and it's got the gorgeous colors, of course. I live on color, but it's a transformative, like it will literally help me go to another place mentally through an angel or a quartz and just transform serenity, joy, light, beauty. Those things come to mind whenever I think of that. And tourmaline, actually. The only reason that I can remember the name of tourmaline is because I need it whenever I'm in turmoil.
I have never thought of that or made that connection. That is wonderful.
Yeah. tourmaline is my boo. It's a grounder for me, but it helps me, especially whenever you're developing things like this. It can feel uncertain and things like that. And a good piece of tourmaline will always just bring me back and help me to refocus. It helps me fight off the IRS.
You know, another good one, lapis lazuli. Excellent for third eye opening. Papa G in the chat shared Labradorite, you know, exploring your destiny, kind of coming together with your psychic and spiritual gifts. Phyllis Margaret Gabor talks about amethyst. It's everywhere in her house. And I get you on that, Phyllis. Another one, kyanite. Typically for me, I recommend more blue and black kyanite. Cuts through the illusions, helps you to kind of build those connections. Sodalite. How could I forget sodalite? You know, it strengthens that intuition. You know, it's kind of a foundational stone. Oh gosh, Rolodex going crazy. Moonstone, another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guiding through the darkness. This is an absolute wonderful stone. You know, and these are some very common, fairly low cost, except maybe in the case of like lapis. Like a really good piece of lapis is going to it'll take you there. Oh, Papa G, another good one, Herkimer diamonds for connecting to higher realms. And to be honest with you, I had an opportunity many years ago to go mining Herkimer diamonds up in Herkimer, New York. A friend that had a private claim that we were able to go and mine. And you want to talk about feeling blitzed coming out of that field. It was just, I mean, the energy just coming out of the earth in that region is just,
wow.
I'm chills just thinking about it right now. But another good shout out from Papa G. You know, there are so many herbs that can be used either individually or in conjunction. You know, you can make incenses, powders, herbal baths.
We have a magical journey tea at the shop.
I was actually just going I was just going to say, and teas, not that you would know anything about teas. Papa G does have a very good selection. Aroma G's tea wall. Oh, absolutely love it. But you know, and it doesn't have to be crazy, you know, found in the deepest, darkest regions of the Amazon rainforest type of herbs. It can be things, you know, like celery can help with opening up intuition. Jasmine, mint, mullein, you know, that's another, okay, Phyllis shouting out some mugwort. That's a very, another good one. Wormwood, another good one. You know, the biggest thing is people are not alone. You know, if you don't have the support around you, you have the opportunity to build the support for yourself as well. There are tools to help.
Through the elements, which is ultimately the universe. There's nothing bigger than the universe, and the universe has got you.
This is true. Then that's a very good point to make. You know, we have... You know, the universe provides all of the all of these abilities, all of these opportunities, the universe provides the tools and the items that we have to augment and hone these abilities. Such an amazing world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know
so you're absolutely right. Even if you're alone, you're not alone because the universe is always there with you.
You know, it's kind of it makes me think too, the one book, Love is in the Earth, all the Stone Book by Melody. And I think about that because these elements of the natural earth, they're all around us all the time. And we're mm-hmm. never truly without support. I'm kind of curious because Reverend James, you've been quiet for quite some time. Do you have anything you'd like to add to the discussion?
It's a little late to bring me in, so nope, I'm good. Thanks.
I caught him off guard.
Sorry.
That's okay, but yeah.
You know, I was I was a little curious if Reverend James had any additional tools he used. But, you know, we've covered quite a lot and gone on quite a journey. There was a question that I saw that was very interesting in the chat. Troll T asks, is there a particular chakra connected with intuition? Is it the crown or the gut or the third eye? You know, there, I would say in my experience that there isn't one specific chakra that governs intuition, intuitive abilities. It's a collaboration.
I would totally agree. I mean, you've got your solar plexus, but your solar plexus needs to be fed from the crown. And then your solar plexus also helps. You want to come up to your throat chakra and actually speak it, say it. Like I said earlier, like, get it out. they all work together.
And even the root chakra, which you would think, well, what does that have to do with anything? You know, you have to stay grounded. You have to stay grounded in your intuition. It goes back to that, you know, don't BS yourself. You know, don't tell yourself these things. Don't make it seem like these are the things that you want to hear. It's very easy to get into that let's selective sort of phase. Stay grounded. Be true to yourself while working on developing the intuition. You know, it really is a collaboration. You know, we talked about the third eye, crown chakra. You know, the crown chakra connects us to the universe. It's, you know, we're walking around with this little antenna on top of our head, more or less. And now everybody's going to be like, oh, where's my antenna? Tapping the top of their head. It's what helps us to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the connection above. We have the grounding below. And everything in between is working together in harmony to produce these intuitive abilities that we all have.
I'm glad that you said the grounding is important, because one thing that I was going to throw out whenever we were talking about crystals was actually, and don't come at me for this, but Dalmatian jasper. I really enjoyed Dalmatian jasper with my workings, not only because it is a grounding stone, but it helps to keep things light. So I find that as my happy medium.
But
it helps me be a happy medium through Dalmatian Jasper. Just throwing that out there, but yeah.
That is very interesting. I hadn't considered Dalmatian Jasper as one. I think I have one small piece because I'm bound and determined to collect at least one specimen of every kind of material that are out there. And thank you, JD, for sharing in the chat some links to Crystal Magic by John St. Germain. Very good additional kind of reference material there. Wow. So many different aspects that we've covered today. I really feel like this conversation could continue almost indefinitely as we grow as a community, as we connect with each other and we learn, you know, that what works for us is okay. It's okay to be you. It's okay to, you know, maybe you get gassy. Maybe that's your tell, your intuitive tell. And, you know, I'll be there to support you. I might have some Febreze, but I'll be there to support you.
That's a true friend.
You know, and so many different things that come into play when it comes to Papa G. So many things when it comes to opening the doors to spiritual growth. Literally, we've built that foundation here tonight. You know, if you are learning the Tarot, or you're learning Lenormand, or you're learning astrology, or you're learning, you know, mediumship, if you are practicing energy work, if you are taking, you know, learning Reiki and practicing Reiki, and a whole host of other avenues, it all comes down, one of the key components is developing your intuition and trusting yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Trust yourself. That's a huge key.
You don't need anybody's permission to trust yourself. You don't need anybody's permission to develop your intuition and to accept and grow with that intuition. And find your spiritual community. If you have something local, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. That's not necessarily everybody's experience. If you have to reach out online to make those connections, I'm going to say do it. Do it with a grain of salt in a lot of cases, because I'm just going to say my BSO meter goes off oh so many times a day scrolling through the interwebs.
Well, there you go. That's good practice.
That is perfect. That was great.
Either way, you're winning. Either you participate or you get better at your gut.
True. You know, it really does hit you with those opportunities to go, this doesn't this doesn't hold up to the sniff test. But don't neglect your path. Don't neglect what the universe has to offer you, because of fear, because of worry, or any of those other negative experiences that has prevented you from jumping on your path to growth. You know, I've had the opportunity to watch, you know, Lady M do her readings. And if you want to see intuitive reading in action, definitely tune in on Fridays. Is the regular day, Lady M?
Yes. Friday is it. 10:30 Nashville time.
10:30 Central Standard Time, which is 11:30 Eastern Time and 8:30 Pacific Time on the Aromagies YouTube channel, or I believe you stream also to Facebook, and another outlet?
No, I don't think. I mean, we've been dabbling in Instagram, but we'll get there one day. So YouTube and Facebook. And if you want us to see your username on Facebook, go to StreamYard.com. Allow me the permission to see who you are. That does help. I don't necessarily need it, but yeah, if you want me to be able to see who you are.
And we'll ask Papa G to throw a link into the YouTube channel in the chat. But that is all the time that we have for tonight. I really hope everyone's enjoyed your time with us this evening. And until the next time we meet, let's keep that magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art. And thank you, Lady M from Aromagies Botanica in Nashville, Tennessee, for joining us this week. We invite you to join us next week when we'll be welcoming our good friend JD from Hoodoo House Detroit with a discussion on New Year's spells for success. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystic Mages and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at FolkConjure.com and at FolkConjure at Facebook and Instagram, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in North Carolina. Mystic Mages and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. For all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics Mages and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics Mages Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at this same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you again, Lady M. I hope you will join us again. Next week, our good friend JD will be back here with us. I hope everybody has a fantastic week. Happy New Year 2024. Let's make it a good one, everybody. Many blessings. Good night.